Being strong when you're terrified. We've heard the stories of brave men and women of all ages who face terrifying situations and demonstrate a faith most of us can only wonder at, though first responders to tragedies like 9/11, the young teachers and students who face down a school shooter, the Christians in other countries that died to bring others to Christ. We hold them up as heroes, and rightly so. And yet, most of us will never face a situation like that, so we are left feeling somehow weaker, not knowing if we could ever be that brave, have that much faith. What do we know of fear and being strong in the face of terror? The truth is, we all face overwhelming fear at some point in our lives. It's the night the single parent lies awake in bed, wondering how they'll pay this month's bills and still be able to feed their child. It's the hours spent in the hospital by a loved one's side, wondering if they'll ever get to come home, and, if so, will they be whole again? It's that mind-numb walk from the boss's office to your car, wondering how you're going to tell your family that they may have to move because you just lost your job and you were depending on that paycheck for the overdue mortgage payment. In every case, be it a moment society would deem heroic or facing those dark nights of stress few ever talk about, the fear is as gigantic as a child's closet boogeyman. God tells us to be courageous in Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I've never faced down someone with a loaded gun, nor have I rushed into a burning building to save another's life. But I know how fear can paralyze you. It can make you feel like you're running for your life down an abandoned stretch of highway, with your problems barreling along behind you in a black monster truck. All you can think about is the next breath. Sometimes you're lucky enough to have a few neurons firing, but all your mind can do is scramble to think of ways to avoid being run over. Having faith that God will be wherever you are and that He will take care of you can be the furthest thing from your mind. You may have a litany of breath prayers on a loop in your mind. Prayers like, God, help me. And please, Jesus. Hearing God's command to have courage can feel like both a comfort and a slap, because you know you should have faith, but all you can see is the darkness that surrounds you. Take heart. God knows that. God knows that we humans are very limited in our ability to grasp His all-powerful, all-knowing ways. When we ask for a sign that God is there, taking care of our every need, God always answers. Sometimes the answer is big and obvious. Sometimes it's little more than a whisper of what's to come. Either way, we need to pay attention, lest we be like Bruce and Bruce Almighty, pleading with God to show us He cares while speeding past every sign God puts in front of us. The big answers are hard, but not impossible to miss. For instance, we're currently renovating our downstairs rooms due to 2 separate flooding events last year. This has been both a disaster and a blessing. Quite a bit of our stuff was ruined. Imagine digging through a trunk full of moldy yarn. We had to move almost everything from 2 bedrooms into our 800-square-foot upstairs living area, and we've had to sleep in our dining room on an air mattress for several months. For some, the entire thing would be looked upon as a hassle. However, we've wanted to redo those rooms since we moved into our home in 2007, but didn't have the finances to do it. Thanks to our insurance, now we are able to do some of the things we've been dreaming about. The little answers could be overlooked as coincidence. When our oldest daughter needed new snow boots, we went shopping. Store after store told us they either didn't stock them or had run out over Christmas. In a half-hearted attempt to ease my family's growing frustration with the hours in the car going from store to store, I said a quick prayer out loud that we'd find her a set of boots she'd love at the next store. The next store was a bust, which would make most people, including my husband, think prayer is a waste of time. God, though, doesn't care what most people think. My husband and I rehashed his reticence in believing God answers our prayers on the way to the next store. Much to my shame, I had to admit that my prayer was only half-hearted and more of a joke than a sincere request for help. My husband, however, admitted that, even though he has trouble believing God answers us, his prayer had been sincere. I felt ashamed of myself for being so flippant and not being a better role model. At the next stop, we all piled out of the car and joked about who would be first to take their layers of winter clothing off inside the nice warm store. There was no expectation of anything other than more disappointment. By this time, we were ready to pack it in and just try to salvage the wasted trip with a nice dinner. We rode the escalator up and trudged to the kids' shoe department. I think I heard angels sing when we told the nice sales clerk we were looking for snow boots, and she pointed to the one set she had on display. They were the perfect combination of pink and black, in a style we used to call moon boots back when I was a kid. My daughter fell in love with them. In fact, she tells us now that they help her pay better attention in school. Now that's some God-touched boots, considering she spends about as much time in the principal's office as she does the classroom. On the way out of the parking lot, my husband looked at me and said, "I'd like to rescind my earlier comment on prayer not working." God answers prayers in his own time. In this case, he waited until he knew my husband would be ready to see the answer. Up until that moment, my husband had been locked in doubt and blind to God's smaller signs. I needed a reminder that our lives speak louder about who God is than our words do. Seeing the signs isn't always the answer to being strong, though. Sometimes, even when we see scripture after scripture reminding us God is working for our good, or God sends some other signal to let us know he's got things under control, it all seems like echoes in a deep, dark cave. After a while, we begin to wonder if it's really God we're hearing, or if our imagination is playing tricks on us. Is God really there, telling us to be strong because he's working things out? Or is it all wishful thinking? It isn't until we can quiet our hearts and minds that we can feel God's presence and know what God's answer is for us. So long as our focus is on the impenetrable darkness around us and our loud, frightened breathing, we will not feel the nearly imperceptible breeze that will lead us into the light. Until we reach out a trembling hand and let it slide over the walls that seem to be closing in around us as we take faltering steps toward the life-giving wind, we will never find the turns we must take to walk away from our problems. But how do we do that? How do we quiet ourselves so that we can hear God's will? Through prayer, meditation, and studying the Word. It sounds trite, but all overused sayings are so because there is truth in them. You've been praying, but are you listening? God gave us two ears and one mouth so we can listen more than we talk. Prayer is no different. Stop the loop and breathe. If it starts up again because your mind begins focusing on your problems, take note of your fear. Then gently remind yourself to just breathe. If you're unsure of how to pray or would simply like to break out of your routine, consider purchasing my book, Simply Prayer. It's available in both ebook and paper form at all major e-tailers like Amazon, and as a Pay What You Want audiobook on my website at virginiaripple.com/nonfiction. Meditating doesn't necessarily mean locking yourself away for hours on end contemplating the meaning of the universe. If God's been sending you signs through various scriptures, choose one and let it speak to you. Consider what each word might mean. If you haven't seen one of God's signs yet, then try going to a daily verse website like verseoftheday.com and meditating on that verse on that day. Studying God's Word can be as involved or as simple as you want. Try a Bible study guide that suits your style of learning. If you don't already have one or can't buy one, you can download several for free on my website at virginiaripple.com/biblestudy. Remember not to try to force everything you read into an answer to your prayers. God may have much more to tell you than what you've expected to hear. God has commanded us to have courage, to be strong, regardless of our circumstances. But he knows being fearless is often beyond our grasp. That's why God sends us messages through his word and our lives. When we quiet ourselves through prayer, meditation, and study, we can not only see God's signs, we can know that God is reaching down to take care of us. and with that knowledge, we can be strong, even when we're terrified. If you enjoyed this message, please take a moment to let your friends know on your favorite social media. You can also find out how to purchase my latest Bible study, Trust God No Matter What, on my website by going to www.virginiaripple.com and clicking on Nonfiction at the top of the page.